And a good morning to you. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and it's the first Thursday of the month, which means we're talking the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. And we have some guests lined up, including a guest on the phone, which we'll get to here just in a moment. I want to introduce all my guests. We'll start with, from my right to my left, Dr. Ken Burton, who is the NBAF coordinator. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Good morning, Brandon.
You bet. Dr. Marty Vanier, Partnership Development Director. Good morning.
Morning.
And Katie Pulaski, NBAF Communications Director.
Good morning, Brandon.
We appreciate you all being here. And we also have a special guest on the telephone this morning, and that's Dr. Kim Dodd. She's the director of the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory located at the Plum Island Animal Disease Center in New York. Thanks for being with us. Do we have you there? Well, I thought I had her connected, but she's hung up. So hopefully we'll get her reconnected here in a moment. We're looking forward to having her here on the program this morning. And just give us a little bit of background on Dr. Dodd, if you don't mind.
Well, sure. Dr. Dodd is the director, as you said, the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab on Plum Island. And Kim has a tremendous background that brings her to the leadership position for the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab. And we're really looking forward to having her move to Manhattan to lead the FADL here at NBAF. But she'll tell you more about what FADL does and its important role in diagnostics, not only domestically, but worldwide, Brandon, and then also the training role that FADL plays. So she's a real asset.
All right. And we're working to get reconnected with her here in just a moment. I was trying to answer the phone, I think there she is right there. Let's see if Dave can get her connected for us, and we'll bring her on the show. Live radio, it's always fun. Don't worry. We should be getting connected right now. And we'll welcome her on. Dr. Kim Dodd, again, director of the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory at Plum Island, New York. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Sorry about the connection difficulties there, but we are pleased to have you on. Give us, first of all, we were just talking about you here a little bit. No bad stories. Don't worry about it. just give us a little bit of background on how you end up working at Plum Island.
Sure thing. I am a veterinarian and a virologist by training. I've always been really interested in infectious diseases, particularly the really bad ones, trying to get a better understanding of why they can make people or animals, so very sick, and then using that information to help us develop better countermeasures, whether that's vaccines or treatments, all to help be able to prevent outbreaks and respond to an outbreak in the case that has occurred. So before joining Plum Island, I worked with CDC in a group called the Viral Special Pathogens Branch. That's the team at CDC that works on what we refer to as the viral hemorrhagic fevers. Those are diseases that cause terrible diseases in humans. The most famous one, or infamous one, I suppose, is Ebola virus. There, I had an opportunity to do vaccine development, work on development of different antivirals, and to do a great deal of outbreak response. So most recently, in the 2014 Ebola outbreak in Sierra Leone. So when the opportunity came to join the team here at Plum Island, I couldn't resist. Here at Plum Island, our focus is on the most high-consequence animal diseases. And so here we're talking about diseases like foot and mouth disease or African swine fever, which has been in the news quite a bit lately. Here at Plum Island, our job is really to develop that response capability, particularly in terms of diagnostic testing and also management of international vaccine banks, so that we're prepared to respond in the case of an outbreak. Coming here as director has been a great opportunity because it's allowed me to embrace that part of my scientific interest and expertise. But most importantly, as we prepare to transition from Plum Island to Manhattan, Kansas, we'll have an opportunity to start working on some of the same diseases at NBAF that we worked on when I was with CDC, to really be able to provide additional information about those terrible diseases and get a better understanding of how animals might play a role in their transmission.
Well, tell us, what is Plum Island really like, and what's the process to get on and off the facility each day?
Sure. Plum Island is beautiful, I have to say. Not so much today. It's gray and rainy, and the waves are pretty high. But Plum Island is, as the name suggests, an island at the mouth of the Long Island Sound between southeastern Connecticut and the North Fork of Long Island. It's about 840 acres. Most of it is undeveloped, so it's absolutely beautiful. It has the highest diversity of bird species in the region. A small proportion of the island itself is developed, and that's where we have the Plum Island Animal Disease Center, which is where we do all of our work on these foreign animal diseases, diseases that are not currently in the U.S., but should they come here, could have catastrophic impact on our livestock population. So we all travel to work every day by a boat, which is lovely from May through about September. It can be a bit rocky during the rest of the year. About half of the staff here live in New York and the other half on. And so from the Connecticut side where I live, we have about a 40-minute ferry ride followed by a short bus ride once we arrive at the island that takes us to the facility itself. Quite a bit of security here, as you might expect. And we work predominantly in two side-by-side buildings, one which houses all of the office space, and the other one that has the high-containment laboratory facility.
Wow. So that's quite a commute then, every morning if you have to travel by boat. I guess if you forget something, it just gets forgotten for the day, huh?
You can't go back for your coffee.
Okay.
No, the the ferries run, there are just a couple that run each day. And they're on a very, very strict schedule. So the ferry, I can tell you, waits for no one. I've been known to do a little bit of a jog down the dock to make it in time. So it's a very unique way to travel. It's also quite a way to build a strong sense of team. There's a small community here. There's about 400 people who work on the island itself. And so it's kind of like working in a very, very small town. But everyone knows each other well and looks out for each other.
Interesting. Well, we're talking with Dr. Kimberly Dodd. Again, she's the director of the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory, otherwise known as FADL. And that's located at the Plum Island Animal Disease Center in Plum Island, New York. I understand the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory is going to be moving to NBAF in the next couple of years. Tell us about its mission and why the work you do is so important.
Thank you. Yeah. So we have a really broad mission. In simplest terms, we are a national and international diagnostic reference laboratory for foreign animal diseases. So what does that mean? It means that it's our job to be able to detect an incursion of any of these terrible animal diseases if it were to come into the United States. And we work on about 30 different diseases here. Our most important priorities are foot and mouth disease, African swine fever, and classical swine fever, all of which are not currently in the U.S., but should they come here, would not only have a disastrous impact on our animal health and public health, but also economic impact measured in the billions of dollars. So our job is sort of multifaceted. We are here to provide 24/7 diagnostic testing in the case of a suspect case. Given the nature of the diseases we work on, we have to work with them in a biocontainment facility. And so we develop many of our own assays and reagents in-house. We also manage the North American Foot and Mouth Disease Vaccine Bank. That's the stockpile of foot and mouth disease vaccines for the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And we'll also manage what's referred to as the new U.S. Vaccine Bank, which under the 2018 Farm Bill will allow us to stand up a new National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank. In addition to that, and I think one of the most important things we do is to support the NALM laboratories. That's the National Animal Health Laboratory Network. It's a network of about 60 academic state and federal labs all around the U.S. who really serve as the first line of defense in terms of diagnostic testing in case of an outbreak. But our work still doesn't stop quite there. The best diagnostic tests, and that's what we spend our day-to-day working on, is trying to improve the speed and accuracy of all of our diagnostic tests. But those tests are limited by the quality of the samples that we receive. So something that we do here that I'm really proud of is that we run the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnosticians course, commonly known as FAD School. This is an opportunity for state and federal veterinarians from all around the U.S., and actually sometimes from around the world as well, come here to Plum Island and see these terrible diseases in real time. It gives them a chance to see the clinical progression, be able to do physical exams on these animals, and eventually to learn how to take samples that then would be sent to us here at Saddle or to one of their local Nolan laboratories. This is the only school like it, like itself in the world, and really provides a unique opportunity to help the people, the boots on the ground people, who will be the ones who are responsible for detecting a suspect case of a foreign animal disease, the opportunity to really understand and know what they're looking for.
Well, and I understand, you know, there might be some additional training there at the veterinary training here that you might want to tell us more about.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So, again, we're really looking forward to making the transition from Plum Island to NBAS. As we do that, our mission will expand as well. So I've mentioned the three big diseases that we've worked on predominantly, but moving to NBAS will allow us to work on important zoonotic pathogens, zoonotic meaning pathogens that can pass from animals to people as well. And this is where we'll have an opportunity to work with diseases like Ebola virus to understand the impact of livestock in the spread or epidemiology of the disease. So as part of that, we have the opportunity to double the size of our scientific workforce, which is really exciting. To be able to build up that necessary scientific expertise, we've developed two workforce development initiatives. The first one is the NBAS Scientist Training Program, or NSTP. This is a graduate training program for individuals working on master's, PhD, or DVM PhDs who are really passionate about pursuing a career with APHIS, with Saddle, at NBAS. We provide full support for their graduate education, and in turn, they're guaranteed a federal position with us at NBAS, where they will fulfill a service commitment. It's a really great opportunity for us to strengthen and build up the next generation of subject matter experts in foot and mouth disease, African swine fever, and again, some of these new diseases like Ebola. This is a nationwide program. We kicked it off with a lot of enthusiasm from K-State. We currently have 16 fellows from 10 different universities. Seven of those fellows are from Kansas State. So we're really, really excited to have these people help us build up this next generation and form a new community of NBAS scientists. There's one more workforce development initiative I wanted to mention, which is the NBAS Laboratorian Training Program, or NLTP. This we're also working on through K-State at the Biosecurity Research Institute, or BRI. There we'll have an opportunity to develop the next generation of laboratory technicians by offering them an opportunity to do a summer-long training program at the BRI, where they'll learn about working in high-containment facilities, as well as to learn some of the basic diagnostic laboratory skills that'll be so important for a career at NBAS. So it's an exciting time for us. We're really excited to be able to support the education of so many young and eager scientists to help us stand up the new mission at NBAS.
Excellent. Well, and I understand you'll be moving out here to continue your work at NBAF as well. What are you, I guess, most excited about in that transition?
I am very much looking forward to moving to Kansas for a number of reasons. I've really enjoyed all of my visits to Manhattan so far. So in addition to being able to work at NBAF, very much looking forward to becoming a part of the community there. But in terms of NBAS itself, it is really exciting to have this opportunity to work in a state-of-the-art facility. It'll be the United States' first high-containment BSL-4, that's Biosafety Level 4 facility for livestock. This will allow us to really take a position on the international stage to help support these high-priority global research efforts to be able to help protect not only the U.S., but globally, from the incursion of terrible high-consequence animal and human diseases. So it's very much kind of coming full circle for me, given my original background from CDC, and I can't wait to see all that we accomplish once we get there.
Excellent. I just have one final question here. What new capabilities will NBAF bring for your lab?
Yeah, so for us, the biggest thing is going to be having access to those biosafety level or BSL-4 facilities. Those we don't currently have here at Plum Island, and that's why we're really, we focus only on diseases that affect animals here at Plum Island. So at NBAF, we'll be able to work on, in those new laboratory spaces, be able to work on some of these high-consequence human diseases as well. In addition, the training facility at NBAF will allow us to double the number of veterinarians we train every year through our Foreign Animal Disease Diagnosticians course, or FAD school that I mentioned before. So it's a really exciting opportunity for us to really enhance our mission in a number of different ways.
All right. We need to take a time out. Would you be able to join us here for segment number two?
Sure thing.
Okay. Well, stick around. We'll have more with NBAF after this. News Radio KMAN.